Everybody, my name is Maggie Dawn. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just before the top of the hour, I shared with you some breaking news, devastating news coming out of Tennessee. There's a shooting, another school shooting at Antioch High School that has enrolled over 2,000 students in Nashville, Tennessee. Apparently one student, a 17-year-old, one female student has died. Another is in stable condition. I do not have additional information at this time on the shooter or any other injuries. We'll keep you posted on that. And I just wanted to point this out. This school shooting in Antioch took place one day after Donald Trump shut down the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention. So, there's that. Because, you know, it's real partisan. It's a partisan question about whether or not we want more gun violence. Of course, that is perhaps a little little sarcasm in bad taste. We'll bring you more information as we have it about that shooting at Antioch High School in Nashville, Tennessee. Two people are now dead. Here's more information coming in. Two students are dead and another student injured. According to police, two students were shot by another in the cafeteria. The shooter then turned the gun on himself. One female student and the shooter are dead. Again, we'll continue to bring you updates as we have them. Now we're going to turn the page because I sure hope it sounds like change. Change for the better, despite who may be occupying the White House. What can you do, what can we do to combat Donald Trump's anti-woman agenda? I'm really pleased to be joined by the Director of Strategic Communications for Emily's List. She's been a guest on the show before. Her name's Sarah Spain. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. Sarah, thanks for making time.
Yeah, good to be back. Thanks for having me, Maggie.
Absolutely. It's the 52nd anniversary of Roe v. Wade today, Sarah. I spent my entire life having the right to control my body, and up until Donald Trump's illegitimate Supreme Court, you know, now I have fewer rights than I did the day I was born. Donald Trump also yesterday removed the first female commandant of the Coast Guard. It is an anti-woman agenda, plain and simple. How do we push back, Sarah? What candidates are Emily's List supporting that we should keep our eye on, especially in federal government, so that we can push back against all of this misogyny? I think it's not just an anti-woman agenda. I'm just going to call it what it is. It's misogyny and woman hate.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a tough week, tougher by the news that you just shared. I think that's absolutely devastating, and hearts go out to the family for that, families for that. It's been a tough week, a whirlwind, and it hasn't even been a week. It's been a few days. It feels like forever. With the executive orders that Trump has put into place, with the, you know, rolling back DEI, making executive orders that are anti-trans. We've seen so much. It's hard to list. I think he has a record number of executive orders in a first day since the 30s, 1930s. And so it's been a lot. That said, I think we're commemorating the 52nd anniversary of Roe, and something that we've been going through at Emily's List is just the real work that the Democratic pro-choice women in office have done since the Dobbs decision. Right. We have seen it at every level of government. We've seen it at congressional. We've seen it at presidential from Vice President Harris when she was in office. We've seen it mayor, governors, state legislatures, that women, when they are in office, Democratic pro-choice women do protect abortion access. And so that's why we do the work that we do. It's why, as we look forward to a future where we want to see rights protected, where we want to see our democracy protected, that there need to be more Democratic pro-choice women in office. We have two women running for governor in 2025. We're really excited about them. We have Mikey Sherrill and Abigail Spanberger. Mikey is running in New Jersey and Abigail in Virginia. Both are battle tested. They got into this fight in 2018 after Trump and his administration, kind of with that anger and that big blue wave that we saw. And so they have this battle testing. They come from national security backgrounds. They're both very bipartisan in Congress. And so really excited about those candidates. And I think I would say keep an eye on those women. They are fighting for change, and we are going to need more Democratic pro-choice women at the governor level in the future.
Yeah, one of the things that I think is really interesting, and we're going to see, at least in my mind, we should continue to watch this space, because, and I will applaud and support the raised profile of, you know, certain women leaders in Congress. But the squad represents sort of a particular viewpoint along the political spectrum. What I think is notable about Ms. Sherrill and Ms. Spanberger is that they are sort of consensus building, pragmatic Democrats. And one of the things that I've always pushed back against myself is that all women candidates or all women electeds fall into this box, and this box gets placed on like the furthest left end of the political spectrum. When in reality, there are many women elected officials and many women that work within government and in politics that are far more consensus oriented, far more pragmatic than sort of the hype, if you will, would lead folks to believe. These two individuals stand out. Of course, Susan Crawford, as a jurist running for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, stands out. What's your take on, and is Emily's List actively trying to raise the profile of Democratic women that are all along what I'm going to call the Democratic political spectrum? Because we are a big tent. There are lots of viewpoints.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a lot of viewpoints. I also think we have this data that shows that when Democratic pro-choice women are in office, they are more bipartisan. They do get more stuff done. They get more bills passed. And so for us, we see that. And so we're trying to get more Democratic pro-choice women in office. And you mentioned Susan Crawford, Judge Susan Crawford. We're really excited about her. She's right in your home state of Wisconsin, running for the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. It's our second Wisconsin State Supreme Court race that we're getting involved in. Our first one was actually Emily's List's first ever state Supreme Court case or state Supreme Court election that we ever got involved in. And so really excited about her. She brings a lot of experience as a prosecutor. She brings experience as a county judge. And so I think as we look towards the future, as we talk about Trump and the Republicans, we know that they're going to try to ban abortion every way possible, no matter what they say. And something that Republicans have been doing is really trying to ban abortion at the court level. It allows them to sidestep the will of the American people. And so to build this power in these state Supreme Courts is really important moving forward.
Yeah, and I think, again, representation matters, one in and of itself, but your point that by almost any metric, women elected officials are more effective just in terms in bipartisanship and getting bills passed in their approach to legislating, it merits noting, right? As we go through what is guaranteed to be a very troubling but tumultuous time to look to those among us that you may know in your communities and on a larger scale that do legitimately seek to find common points of values and do seek to move forward the things that the vast majority of us agree about, including, of course, reproductive choice. I just wanted to extend to you, Sarah, and everyone at Emily's List, given the passing of Cecile Richards yesterday, and this anniversary, my thanks and appreciation and frankly condolences to everybody at Emily's List who's worked so hard. I know it was, when I read of her passing, I knew she was ill. It was a lot this week in particular, but I think it reminds us of the stakes, and the importance of, again, electing women that will drive policies forward that the vast majority of us agree about and will elevate issues that we know are critical to every middle class and working family. Childcare, housing issues, right? Making sure that every kid has a full belly in school. These are things I see Democratic female candidates really elevating across the nation and are so critical, again, for the middle class to do better.
Fully agree.
Yeah, it's go ahead, Sarah. Sorry.
Oh, sorry, sorry. No, I fully agree, and I think just in terms of Cecile Richards, I think it's devastating news, and she was a ground shaker and a mover, and she was always getting things done. And I think it's a reminder that in this moment, when it feels like maybe there's not a lot of hope, it's hard watching the Republican administration move on these issues that we've fought so hard about and so hard for. It's a reminder to continue moving forward, and that this is a fight for our generation that we need to continue fighting for.
Having grown up with reproductive freedom, right, and having that stripped away, I think pulls into sharper focus for me and for women across the political spectrum, not just Democratic women, that we are indeed in an existential generational battle right now. We've only seen the tip of the iceberg with Donald Trump's misogyny agenda, his anti-woman agenda, and it's going to take women across the political spectrum who have these places of agreement that understand what's actually important to middle class families and women to make sure that we know exactly what is going on. If you can speak to Wisconsinites a bit when we come back, Sarah, and identify for them, hey, how to get involved, how to find out about more these candidates, this race here in Wisconsin for the Supreme Court, but also these other critical races that Emily's List is involved in, because I want to be sure that every single listener here, whether you're a woman or a man or, somebody that loves a woman or has a sister or a mother, which is everybody, knows how to get involved and stay involved. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. We're talking with Sarah Spain of Emily's List about what we can do to push Trump back on the Trump misogyny agenda that he's clearly been rolling out this past week. Stick with us, folks. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll have more in just a moment.